Reisiyas Hashlishis Breish Utsraftin Kitzroifas Akesif Uvechantin Kivchoines Azov is who Yikro Vishmi Vanien Oisoi or Mati Amihu Yoimra Hashem Olakoi. This is the Pasuk in Zechariah. In other words, Hashem says, like, I'm going to give them the punishment, but I'm going to purify them there, just like I purify silver, just like I purify Zov. And then they'll come to cry to me now, and I'll answer them. And the Gemara says, the Aleim Omru Chana, and on them Chana said, Hashem may nisumachi, Hashem kills, Hashem makes alive. Moirit surely brings down to Gehenna, the Yaron brings up. Here. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Yud Zayin Omer Aleph. Again, the Gemara on top was about the Gemara that brought down the Beninim. First man on the hold that they have to go into Gehenim until they get the Yisurim, and then they come up again. But the Pasuk said, like, says, when Mitzavsefim B'yerlin, Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vaveis Yes Ashlishes Beis, I bring the third category into fire, which means the Beninim, Vitzafosayim, Kitzroif Es Akestev, I purify them like I purify the silver, or the Chantim, Kivchain Es Azol, like I test the gold, for Yikra B'shmi, Gvenienem, Oysa, and I'll answer them. Like Rashi brings down, it means, that Sayakim Aboichim Atoch Yisurim Shu'achas V'yirim. They'll cry a little bit because of Yisurim, then they'll come up again. The Aleim Omra Chana, and on them Chana said, Hashem Meimus V'Mechaya. Hashem kills, Hashem keeps alive, and Moirit Shel V'Yal. It brings them down to Shul, means to Gehenim, and then it brings them up again. Be'esilu Aymer Be'esilu says, V'Rav Chesed Mate Kalpe Chesed. That no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mate Kalpe Chesed, means the person that's a Beinoni. That's 50-50, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't put him into Gehenim, but rather he's made ches with him, that'll be like done like a tzaddik. The Rashi says, Hoye lo machtza machtza, and since they're 50-50, mate es hachru al tzad chut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as his ches and his mercy, puts the scale more on the tzad chut, v'yein yodim le Gehenim, therefore he doesn't have to go down to Gehenim at all. And v'aleim o madobr, and such a person, Dobr Melech said, o'ahavti ki yishma Hashem es koili. Like a love of Kodesh Baruch Hu because he listens to me. Because he listens to me means that even though like he's a machtza machtza, Hashem saves you. And David HaMelech said the Sol Gefit like we say in Halil, in such a case that Hashem listens to us. In the Sol Parsha of Dalaisi, I'm dal, I'm low, I'm poor, and still Hashem helps him. A few more dashans later, Dalaisi means I'm poor, means I, even though I don't have enough mitzvahs, still V'lu Yashia, Kodesh Baruch Hu still helps me. Then the Gemara says, Poshe Yisrael Begufan. This is a new category. People that do Averis, we'll see later, that means they don't wear tefillin. That's Poshe Yisrael Begufan, a Yisrael that doesn't have Averis with his goof, he doesn't put on tefillin on his goof. Or Poshe Umas Oilam Begufan, and the Goyim also do Averis with their goof. We'll see the Gemara later means they do Aroyas, they do Znus. Is Yordim LeGehenim. They're going to go down to Gehenim, V'nidonim Bo Yud Beis Chodesh. And they're going to have a din for 12 months. Hashem will judge them there. Liyacha Yud Beis Chodesh, after 12 months, is Gufan Kola. Their body will be destroyed. V'nishmosa nisrefes. And even their neshama will also be burnt up. V'ruach mifazrosam. And the wind will come and disperse it, spread it out. Tachas kapos ragli tzadikim. Under like the feet of the tzadikim. That's what's going to happen to these people that are Pesha Yisrael, of Yisrael and of Umas Olam. The Nemar Apostle says, Va'asoysem Rishoyim, ki you offer Efer Tachas Kapas Raglechim, that they'll come to be like dust under the feet of Tzadikim. Aval Han Minim, this is a worst category. What about Minim? Rashi says it means Anoshim Asher Hopchu Divre Lekim Chayim L'ro. People that change around Hashem's words, make it into bed, are going to Tzadikim. The people that take the Torah and dash in the wrong way out of the Torah. They change it around and say wrong Pshatim in the Torah. The Amasairois, people that tell on other people, Rashi Malshinim, Shemoitzim Momin Yisrael Biyad Adikachovim, they go and tell the Goyish government that these Jews are stealing like an owe you money, they tell about other people to the government. That's called Hamoisrois. The Apikurusim and Apikurus. Rashi says in Tisam from the Gemara Sanhedrin that it means is, Mevazet Talmudi Chachomim. And Apikurus means somebody does not look up to Talmud Chacham, but rather just as Mevazim. He makes, Mavaza means he doesn't give him respect, makes fun of him. He's Mavaza, Talmud Chochem, that's called an Apikurus. Now, Shekofru Batur, these are people also, they're Kofru in the Torah. Rashi says it means Omer Men Torah Min Hashemayim. They said the Torah didn't come down Min Hashemayim. They don't agree to Tchias HaMeisim either. They're Kofru, they don't agree to it. And they go away from Darkei Tzibur. So Rashi says not to be gerus, yes, because all these people before also are people that are Porsche in Darkei Tzibur. They're not going in the right ways. Another person is Vishenitnu Chisisem Boorit, Beret Chaim, that they put their fear upon the people in this world. In other words, we'll soon see later, it means a parnis. Somebody that's in charge, he makes the people fear him too much. That's this person. Veshechot to somebody himself that doesn't aveira. Vehechtiyu es harabim, he causes other people to do aveiras also. Kegoyin Yerovim ben Nevot v'chaveirov, like Yerovim ben Nevot and his friends. Is what happens to these people is Yordim leGehenim. They go down into Gehenim. V'nidoinim bo l'doire doris, and they stay there for a long time. The doire doris, they stay there, generations after generations. Shenem what the Pasuk says, v'yeitzu v'rol b'figri hanoshim. He came out and he saw these people, HaPoshim Bira, did the Averis. That means to say that Gehenim Kolo, Fehain Einim Kolim. Gehenim will stop, but they won't stop, they'll still be there. Forever, they'll be in Gehenim. Shinem and Apostle says, Vitzurim Liv Loi Shoil. It's like Vitzurim, it means their forms will like wear away Gehenim. Liv Loi Shoil. Saita. The whole kach loma, how come they deserve such a big gainish? Why? Because they caused the zvul, means the base of Migdish, to be destroyed, like Rashi says. Shenem and Apostle says, Mizvuloi, the ain zvul, ala base of Migdish. It only means the base of Migdish. Shenem, bona benisi, base zvul, lechov, yeah. That I have built for you a house to live, zvul means a place to live, like Rosh Baruch's place to live is the base of Migdish. Deleim Omra Chanan, these people, Chanan said, Hashem Yechtoi Merevim, Merevoi. That the people that argue against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who break them to pieces. Kodesh Baruch Hu's Yechtoi will break these people. And Omra of Yitzchak Baravin, Upineim, the faces of these people, Doimim Lishulei Kederit, Doimim to the bottom of the Kederit of a pot. If you cook up the pot, the bottom of the pot, that's how the faces will look. The Yomar Rava says, V'inu Mishafiri Shapiri B'nei Mechuzah. These are the fat, nice-looking people of Bnei Mechuzah. These people will be burning, will be in Gehenim. Well, Makarin, and we call them Bnei Gehenim. The name is called the children of Gehenim. Rashi says, the Bnei Mechuzah, the Pshat was, for people that look very nice there. Shashi Munogim Ushmeinim Hoyu. Saita. Omamah. That Beisul Loimim Beisul says, V'rav Chesed Mate Kalpe Chesed. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu will take a person that's 50-50 and be done on the Tzara Toiv Al Chesed. I will see the post before we brought down says, V'aveshias Ashlishish Beish. Machma, the third category of people that they'll have to go to Gehenna will have to be burned. So you see, a Machtzamach forgets an Einish. And the Gemara Hosom Bepoisha Yisrael Begufon. They were talking about the Jew that has an Averov, he's a Poshe Yisrael. Like we'll soon see later, he doesn't put on tefillin. He doesn't have Averov with his goof. For the Gemara, Poshe Yisrael Begufin. If this person is a Poshe Yisrael Begufin, for Amrit, you said before, Les lo takanto, there's no hope for him. Like he'll stay there a whole 12 years and then he'll be destroyed. And here at Smash, where they go down and come up right away. So Gemara says like this, Ki les lo takono, when is the person gone? There's no hope for him. He'll be burnt for 12 months, and then he gets destroyed. Where he has more aveiros than mitzvahs, then he's finished, if he's a Poshe Yisrael. Here we're talking about machzor aveiros to machzor schuyas. He's 50-50. The Yisbul Nami Yovin the Poshe Yisrael. Now part of this 50% of the aveiros, he has the aveiros, he's also Poshe Yisrael begufan. Therefore, loisagedei delab vaveitias ha-shlishes beish. Therefore, such a person, he'll have to have also punishment, he'll have to go into Gehenim. Mashenken, a person that's a machza machza, and part of the Averis, one of the Averis is not the Persia Yisrael, then the Pasuk says, then there's an Indian of, Mate Kalpe Chesa, Kosh Baruch Hu Dal Mekav Skus, and he won't have to get an Einish Edu, he won't have to go to Gehenim. The Yimlav, and let's say, doesn't have the Averis of Persia Yisrael, then Varav Chesed, Mate Kalpe Chesed. Then, Kosh Baruch Hu will be done and with mercy, that he'll be saved even though he's only a 50-50. And the Aleim Oma Dobrim, such a person, Dobrim Melech said, O Ahavti Ki Yishma Hashem, I love you Hashem because you listen. Now, Dorish Rova, the Rova Darshan, my Dichsiv, what does the Pesuk say? O Ahavti Ki Yishma Hashem, I love you Hashem because you listen. Is Omro Knesset Yisrael of Nekodesh Baruch Hu. Klai Yisrael says in front of Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Emosai Ani Ahuva Lefanecha, when are we loved in front of you? Zman Shatter Shremeya Kotachanunoi. At the times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to us, when Hashem listened to our tefillah and has mercy on us, then we see Hashem really loves us. Then David HaMelech said, Da Loisi V'li Yoshia. What does that mean? Afa Pisha Dolani Min HaMitzvot. Even though I'm poor. What does it mean, poor? Poor for mitzvot. I don't have enough mitzvot. Still, Linoya Loshia. Still, it's very nice that Hashem should save me. Now the Gemara explains, Pesha Yisrael Begufa and Maininu. Maininu. What is this case that a Jew was a Pesha Yisrael Begufa with his body? Omar Rav, Rav says it means, Kakafta Dloimonach Tfilin. A person, a Kakafta Gufa body, that does not put on tfilin. And that means to say, he doesn't do it only because his body is not clean or he can't do it. It means he doesn't do it because he doesn't want to wear an ice. He doesn't want to wear tefillin. The reason we wear tefillin is it's an ice, it's a sign that we're like an eved to Hashem. And he doesn't want to have this sign. He doesn't want to be an eved to Hashem. That's called his Peshe Yisrael with his goof. Weiter. Peshe Uma Seulam Begufan. What does it mean a guy that doesn't have air with his body? A guy doesn't have the mitzvah to put on tefillin. So what's his Aveira that is called a Peshe Uma Seulam Begufan? The Gemara says, Omar Rav, Rav says Ba'Aveira. Means by doing an Aveira. And usually that means with Nus. He does adultery with his body. That's called a Peshe Yisrael, Peshe Uma Seulam. Vishenitnu Chiyisem Beretchayim, that they put their fear upon the people. Omar Rav Chizah says they're parnas. That some a parnas means someone that's appointed to be a leader over the people. That Hamatil Eimah Yisrael Al Atzibur. He puts too much fear upon the tzibur. Shalal Hashem Shemayim. That's this avera. And if he does Hashem Shemayim, it's okay. But Shalal Hashem Shemayim for no purpose, just to show that he's a big shot. That's also being doicha Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he gets such a big oinish. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Kol Parnes Hamatil Eimah Yisrael Al Atzibur. Shalal Hashem Shemayim. Any type of a ruler that puts too much fear upon the tzibur, Shalal Hashem Shemayim, is a neroya ben Talmud Chochem. His son, he will not see his son to be a Talmud Chochem. Shenem HaRapotin says, Lechem Yiruhu Anoshim, they made people be afraid, is Lo Yiru Kochach Melev. They won't be able to see any Chach Melev, means they won't have any children to be a Talmud Chochem. Like that we had before, they like Omar Marit should be really, that they still Lil Oymer, Beisilu says, V'rav Chesed Mate Kalpe Chesed. Hechi Yovit, what does Hashem do? What do you mean if you have a 50-50 person, so Hashem is mate, Hashem turns him towards the chesed? How does Hashem do it? So, Rav Elezer Weimah Koyshoi. Rashi learns Koyshoi means like it presses down. Rashi es kaf hamoznaim shalzchus o ma'achrin es avonis. He like pushes down the kaf of the schus, and therefore that wins out, so the kaf haschus is better. Shenem Rapotah says, Yoshev Yerachemenu Yichbosh Avinasenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu like pushes down the Averus, and therefore if we win out, the Kavachus wins out. Rabbi Yosef Yerachemenu Weimer Noise. No, he picks up the Averus. Shenem Ma Noise Ovon V'Yover HaPeshi. Picks up the Averus, and that's how he's Machri Lekavachus. Tona Dever Rabbi Yishmoel. Mavir Rishon Rishon. That what does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the first Aveira. So Rashi learns that means Oven Shev Rishonim. Haboyim Lisitom Lekaf. When a person has the Aveira, so the first Aveira that he did, Hashem takes off the scale. So Hashem to put it on the side. Shemhoyim Machta Machta. Like if he should have been a 50-50%, Kivan Shechos Rechem Yem Yachriyas Chuyais Lekach Yamidya. That's the way Hashem helps him. That if everything would be on the scale, you'd be a 50-50, 50% Averis, 50% mitzvahs, then Hashem takes away the first Averis you did, takes it off the scale. The Rein here midah, that's the Kodesh Baruch Hu's midah. Or you know, Omar Rova, the oven atzmoy ein nimchot, but the Averis itself is not melted away. In other words, the Ika Ruba Avoinois Machshir Vadayim. If it's going to come out later on, you can have more Averis. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would put back that first Aver into the scale also, and you get a judgment on that Aver also. Weiter, Rav says, or Omar Rav, the Gersa should be, Kol ha-mavir ha-midoistov is mavirin lo yakol p'shov. Somebody, that's mavir ha-midoistov, means overlooks the fact somebody did something bad to you. You overlook him, you moichel him, you don't act. Back to him, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midi k'neged midi, the same thing. Even though you did averis to him, he doesn't act back to you. Is mavir lo yakol p'shov. He'll be moichel you and all your averis. Shneimar the pasuk says, noisei ovon v'yoyver ha-pesha. What does that mean? Lami noisei ovon. Who does Hashem forgive you the averus you did? Let me to the person shayver al pshov that overlooks the pshov. Means someone does something bad to you, you overlook him. So me the connected me, the Hashem overlooks you also. Rav Huna Brei the Rav Yeshua Cholish. Rav Huna Brei Yeshua got sick. Is all Rav Papa Leshule Bei. Rav Papa went to visit him. Is Chazayu the Cholish LeYalmos. Rav Papa saw that Rav Huna was very very sick. Is Amalus, he said to him, Tavisule Zavdoso. Did you prepare yourself your tachrichim, what you need to, for mace? And as he saw, Mama, she was dying any second now. So he asked him if he's prepared for it. Is Lesoif, the end came out was Itpach, that he got well. Is have a michsef rapop le mechzayu. So Rapop was very embarrassed to see Rafuna, like here he asked him, like, are you ready to die? And it came out that he got well, he got all better. Is Omalei, so he said back to him, my chazis, like, what happened? Omalei, so he said back to him, Omalehu. In Hochi Hevi, talk the truth. Like Rav Huna said back to him, talk the truth. I really deserve to die. Although the Yomul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu said though, Hoya V'loi Mukim B'milei, since Rav Huna was a Mavra Midoisov, he didn't stick to what people did to him, even though people acted that nice to him. He didn't act back to them. Is like Tekuma Badei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't act back to you also. Like maybe even though he has a virus, Hashem won't give him the yoin, Hashem won't kill him. Shenem Matapostik says, Noisei Ovon V'yoivra Pesha. Like we learned, Lemi Noisei Yovan, to that the Kodesh Baruch Hu forgive, Le'ayve Pesha. People that overlook the fact that they do things bad to you, you overlook it, you're a Mavra Al Midoisef. So Rashi says, the Midas Sadim and Artekes Achrayim Ela Menachton Bolechet. That the Midas Sadim will leave you alone, since you leave other people alone, they'll leave you alone also. Right, the Apostle says, L'Sheiris Nachalosoi, to the people that are left over. So Omar Rebbe Acho Bar Chanino. Al Yavakot, this is a good pasuk or something bad. Al Yav means like a tail, a fat tail, something good. The kot which has thorns in it. That means l'sheiris nachalosoi v'loy l'chol nachalosoi. Like Rosh Baruch Hu b'zemata kalpi chesed to his sheiris, the leftover.